What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Warriors play the Celtics last night, and oh, man, just a pathetic showing by the Golden State Warriors. Pathetic effort all around. Bogut signing is official. We're going to talk about all the heck coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's happening? Warriors take a beating from the Boston Celtics last night. 128-95. I don't even think that score does it justice, honestly. A 33-point loss, it was worse than that. It was ugly. It was pathetic. It was embarrassing. The Warriors are 3-5 in their last eight games. Now, look, they still got 18 games left to try and turn it around, especially this is the time where you think that they'd be getting it together and playing hard and getting ready for the playoffs, but it's kind of going the opposite direction right now, which is not encouraging. I don't really have any notes from last night's game besides they got their ass kicked. I mean, this is what I was talking about with the Celtics yesterday, is just how deep and talented they are, and when they click and get it together, like, that's what you see. I mean, their two leading scorers were Gordon Hayward coming off the bench. Kyrie Irving had 19, but then Jaylen Brown had 18 off the bench also. Gordon Hayward had 30 last night. And I know he's been slumping, hasn't been playing that well since his injury, but we all know he's a damn good player. And so for him to kind of find it against the Warriors and the Warriors to kind of help a slumping Boston team was frustrating. It was really frustrating and bad. Like I said, I don't have much to say about the game. They got their ass kicked. The effort was poor. Defensively, they were bad. I know a lot of the blame goes on Boogie. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But Steve Kerr was asked about it post-game, and he didn't hold back either. Here's what Steve had to say.
Well, right from the beginning, just the level of competition wasn't where it needed to be. You know, it was 11 to nothing in about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and looked to me like we were jogging up the floor. Can't play basketball jogging. You got to sprint. Your cuts have to be hard. You got to be going all out, and we did not go all out, and it was embarrassing.
Steve Kerr mentioned the slow start, and that's something that we've seen from the Warriors recently. I think they got down 15-0 against the Sixers, and we've just seen slow starts in the first quarter for what feels like at least a month now. Before the All-Star break, I'm pretty sure it was happening. That's something that needs to be cleaned up. A lot of people have been harping on the defense also, understandably so. A lot of Boogie talk as far as it goes defensively. That's part of it, but a lot of it just comes down to effort. And Steve Kerr also touched on that after the game.
You know, things are a little different on the floor than they've been in the past. But I don't want to attribute all of that, to Marcus's presence. I said it, earlier that from the very beginning, we were not flying around. We were not given the sort of effort that it takes to win an NBA game. The other stuff I've got to do a better job with, making sure we're in the right defensive schemes and get the right combinations on the floor. So it's a group effort, and I'm I'm the coach, so I got to make sure that I'm doing my job. But starts with a passion and an anger and an intensity, and it wasn't there tonight.
So there's Kerr on the defense. He mentioned passion and anger and which I agree with. But there was a funny kind of smart-ass moment from Kevin Durant, where he was asked about it post-game about, not playing with the right anger. And he said, I thought we were supposed to play with joy. It was funny. But also, when you look at it from a broader scope of just, man, KD is, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. He You guys can find what I'm thinking basically anywhere else but here. I don't know how long he is for Golden State, but we'll see. Anyways, DeMarcus Cousins was a main topic when it comes to the defense, and he was asked about it personally, and he had something interesting to say and kind of why it's not on him, so to speak. Here's what Boogie had to say.
It's an adjustment. I'm trying to figure things out on how we want to play with the coverages. I'm trying to meet the needs and the coverages that they want, but you know, it's an adjustment period right now, so we're trying to figure it out.
I know in Philly, Draymond mentioned you went to the bench. We're like, I want to switch more. How do you want to switch more and be maybe part of more of a switching scheme?
I want to adjust to the schemes, and you know, like I said, we're trying to figure that out right now and what's best, and it's a different it's a different look with the personnel of the game. For you know, to say I'm struggling, that's a bit foolish, but it's a different look every game. You adjust to the personnel, of course, with a Kyrie and a Kyrie and a Jason Tatum, you want to be up on the screen, and then in other situations, you play other guards, you play back, and you play the big, and you play in the drop. So, yeah.
There's Boogie just saying he's adjusting to new defensive schemes, and you know how you play different guards differently and different players differently. I don't know. It's been ugly defensively. It's been bad. We've seen him get exposed. Bottom line is there's 18 more games to clean it up. And like I said, I'm not going to go too much into this Boston game because it was pathetic. I feel bad for the fans that were there. They deserve better when they go to a game. This was just, it was bad. It was really bad. There's nothing for me to say as far as what actually happened on the court either. Quinn Cook knocked down three threes. So that's good to see, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you also saw why I'm still so high on the Celtics and why people still haven't given up on the Celtics. They have an incredibly high ceiling, and I think we saw it last night. But Marcus Thompson has said something for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years when it comes to the Warriors, is teams that can beat them when they play well are the teams that worry him. Because you never know what Warriors team you're going to get. Are you going to get the lethargic one that showed up last night and lose by 33? Does that really worry you? No, it's when Steph's going off and KD's super efficient and Klay's knocking down threes and Draymond's playing great defense and the other team's still in it. That's what worries you. So, I don't know. It's tough to watch at the moment. Hopefully they can figure it out. They play Denver on Friday, who, by the way, there's a reason why these games still count, too, because they're only, after last night's loss, they're only a game and a half ahead of Denver. If Denver wins tonight and then Denver beats Golden State on Friday, Denver's the one seed. So they just have to get a little more separation from Denver, get ready for the playoffs. Hopefully they'll be able to do it. Going to take a quick break, come back, talk about the newest addition being official for the Golden State Warriors. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Just finished talking about the Boston Celtics game. Boston beating them by 33. Warriors basically not showing up. It was ugly. It was terrible. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Nah, it's strong. The toughest part with the Warriors is, like, yes, complaining about the Warriors losing games and poor record and all that stuff is, you know, they're still the best and all that, but the problem is they shouldn't lose games like this. They should be better. It's not as if, you know, when we were cheering for the 2008 Warriors or whenever, well, you know, 2011, let's say, when they're winning, you know, 30 games and you know they're going to be losing games like this. The Warriors are the best team in the game. And they show up and have games like this. And we understand as fans that it's all about the playoffs, but man, it doesn't make it easier watching games like that last night. Or the fact that they're 3-5 in their last eight, or the fact that they've lost 5 home games by 20 plus points already. So, You're allowed to be upset. Go ahead. Don't make it bigger than it is, but be upset about having to watch terrible basketball last night. Moving on. The Dubs officially, it's official, have signed Andrew Bogut to a minimum deal for the rest of the season. He got his letter of clearance from the Australian Basketball League. I think that's what it's called. He was with the Sydney Kings. I know that. And he's going to be a Golden State Warrior again. Probably wear number 12 again. I'm interested to see how it works out as far as playing time goes, as far as what he can bring to the team. Does he bring anything to the team? Who knows? Is he just going to be the guy sitting at the end of the bench with that 15th roster spot? I doubt that. But at shoot-around today, Steve, Draymond, a lot of guys were asked about the return of Bogut, and here's what they had to say.
Just officially announced you're signing Bogut.
What do you think? You see my reaction?
Yes.
I'm excited. I think it'll be great for us, you know, to have Bogut back. You know, obviously we all know what Bogut brings to the table. I think it'll overall help us, especially going down this stretch where, you know, it's going to be a tough run to try to, you know, three-peat. So it'll be important for us to have him back, and I know he's going to contribute a lot, you know, in winning this championship.
Can you believe it happened, that this reunion is happening?
No. I mean, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, I didn't foresee this happening. But I'm excited as hell about it, so it's good.
What do you expect his role will be with this team now?
I'm not the coach, you know, so I don't know quite how minutes work or nothing like that, but I do know what Bogut brings to the table. Obviously, great defense. Extremely high IQ and a great playmaker, you know, so I know what he's going to bring to the table. As far as role, that's not really.
So as you can tell, Draymond is rather excited about the addition of Andrew Bogut to this Warriors squad. Steph mentioned his excitement earlier in the week, but something they both mentioned is they definitely did not see this happening, a reconciliation between the Warriors and Andrew Bogut, but they're both happy that it is happening. And mentioned his defensive presence and doesn't know what his role will be. Steve Kerr was asked about his role, and he actually talked about Bogut coming over and minute expectations and things like that. Here's what Steve had to say.
So we're excited about Bones coming in. We looked at this as insurance policy in the front court. Guy who obviously knows our system, he knows our players, half of them. He's great for our offense. You know, dribble handoffs, his passing ability, his lob threat. And defensively, you know, he's been one of the best in the game for a long time. He had a great season in Sydney. He's healthy, he's fresh, and he's the best player available for us. And we have to look ahead to the playoffs at different matchups. And we felt vulnerable, particularly in case of injury, against certain matchups. So that's why Bogues is coming.
Do you expect him to slide into, like, an immediate role?
I have no idea how it's going to play out. That's not the expectation. You know, Bogues and I have spoken. The whole idea is he's coming in with no expectations for minutes. It's just he's going to be a part of our team, and whatever the situation calls for, then we'll use him for that.
So Steve Kerr just talked about no minutes expectations from Bogut. It'll mostly be matchup-based, which makes sense. And it just depends how well he plays when he gets minutes. I mean, if he comes out and is playing damn well, then he probably will be in the rotation. But we'll just have to wait and see. He does know the offense, knows the defense. That'll be good. That's obviously a plus. There's not going to be much of an integration period or anything. So we'll just have to see. I do think his defense will be a plus. They've been needed it. One thing that's great for the Warriors that hopefully they're able to utilize better this year, coming this year, is they started out the year not having many good screeners. I mean, last year they had David West, Zaza. JaVale was fine, but Zaza, you know, would give you all of that 280 pounds on a screen. Now with Boogie back and Bogut coming back to the team, they got two, you know, top-notch screeners, which is big for guys like Stephen Clay. So that'll be another plus that he will bring, not just the dribble handoffs and all the other stuff that was mentioned. It'll be good to see. Speaking of defense, Steve Kerr and Draymond were not done talking at shoot-around today. One of the quotes from Draymond, I don't have the audio, but I'll read it to you. So many people looking at the starting lineup and saying, oh, DeMarcus is in there, the defense is worse, but our defense has been horse no matter who's in there. And he's right. It's something they need to clean up, and he knows it. He was asked about it more in shoot-around. Here's what else he had to say.
We need to execute better. We need to defend better. And we need to get home court. We don't need to get home court, but we want to get home court. So.
Who spoke up? Who spoke up?
Everybody. A lot of people spoke up, which was good.
A couple of things in that clip that I liked that Draymond mentioned was guys were speaking up about it. You know, no one's being silent anymore. It's time to kick it into gear. And also he mentioned home court, which, like I said, man, they play the Nuggets on Friday. Nuggets play tonight. If they win tonight and then Nuggets beat them Friday, Nuggets have home court advantage for the moment. So it's just something that they had a tight grasp on 8 games ago, but going 3-5 in those last 8 has kept the Nuggets still in it. So that's something they're going to need to win. I mean, that's how you get home court now, is win. So it's what they're going to need to do, especially on Friday against the Nuggets. Steve Kerr was asked about the coaching job against the Celtics because, you know, he mentioned the players a lot in his postgame. Understandably so, he was upset. But then he also mentioned his own coaching job, and here's what he had to say.
I think just, you know, coming off a loss last night forces you to take a look in the mirror, whether you're a coach or a player or anything within the organization. We all have to look at ourselves, and I definitely did that last night. Didn't like what I saw in terms of my own coaching job last night. And so we came in, we had a good film session. We talked about our flaws, where we need to get better. And we had a good practice, so hopefully that will carry over to another good one tomorrow and then a good game on Friday and try to rebuild the momentum that we've lost here over the last few weeks.
What didn't you like what you did?
Excuse me?
What didn't you like that you did last night?
We didn't execute offensively. I like to let us play. Last night was a night where we needed to execute. I needed to get us into more sets. To counter what Boston was doing defensively, particularly without Clay. So I didn't feel like I did a very good job there. And then our defensive game plan could have been tighter. We're probably throwing a little too much at the guys right now, so we want to simplify things and take care of the basics. You know, you got to take care of the basics before you can get into, you know, any wrinkles and right now, we're not taking care of the bases.
That was Steve Kerr on the meeting that the team had earlier today, and also just what he did wrong last night, what he didn't do well, etc. Hopefully, this is the last we'll have to hear about a game like this, and we can crumple this one up, throw it away, and move on, because that's what I'm about to do. We're going to take a quick break, come back, wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went through the Celtics game, which was pathetic. I feel bad for the fans that actually went to that. The shoot-around today with Andrew Bogut signing, becoming a fish, officially a fish. They didn't say when he'll be here. I don't know how long that's going to take. I would imagine, I mean, he's not going to play Friday. He's not going to be suiting up Friday. So whatever their next game is after that, maybe we'll see him. Maybe it's the March 10th game, I think, will probably be a good spot for him against Phoenix. But as far as league pass picks go for this evening, March 6th, some good ones on the docket. They got 10 games tonight. It's a lot of games, man. It's tough. It's tough because I called out that T-Wolves game the other night, and the T-Wolves end up winning. Who'd they beat? OKC? Yeah, the T-Wolves beat OKC last night, and I put it down as a league pass pick, but, you know, looking at it, you wouldn't think so. So I guess tonight we're going to go with Nope, we're not doing that. Celtics-Kings, we have to do it. Celtics on the back end of a back-to-back. As we know, they beat the Warriors. Kyrie Irving is actually out tonight against the Kings. I don't know if it's an actual injury or they're managing his load. So Celtics-Kings could be good, but the Celtics have actually played well without Kyrie. They're 9-2 without him. And then we'll go Nuggets-Lakers just for storyline purposes. You know, obviously the Lakers are 5.5 out. Oh, my God, that's so funny. But no, they're fighting for the playoffs, and they're going up against Denver. And Denver, as I've said, is the number 2 seed, looking to fight their way back to the number 1 seed, 1.5 games back. If they win tonight and then beat the Warriors on Friday, they'll be in the 1 seed. So Nuggets-Lakers could be a good game. I guess as Warriors fans, we're pulling for the Lakers to expand that lead on Denver. But even if Denver wins, all the Warriors have to do is beat Denver on Friday. So anyways, those are your league pass picks. Celtics, Kings, Nuggets, Lakers. Come on back tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.